This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. You know, on the IRS tax form where you can check off $3 to fund presidential campaigns? Now Seattle is trying this for local elections. City residents get four $25 vouchers, which they can assign to the city council candidate of their choice. Anna Boyko Wyrock, watch this in action.
The dark blue slips of paper arrived in Seattle resident Dakota Solberg's mailbox recently.
It was like getting a little check from your grandma.
But the vouchers, totaling $100, can only be spent on candidates. Solberg has never contributed to local races before.
This feels like just extra money that I can use to start participating more.
He hopes others get more involved, too. Around 1% of Seattle adults contribute to local politics. In 2015, voters overwhelmingly approved a ballot measure creating democracy vouchers. Wayne Barnett is the executive director of the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission, which runs the program.
Really, the intent behind it was to get people involved who had not ever made a contribution to a city candidate.
And to encourage new candidates to run, too. People who couldn't raise enough money otherwise. The city is spreading the word through mailers in 14 languages and radio spots.
Seattle's Democracy Voucher Program.
Vales Democráticos.
Seattle residents send the vouchers to their favorite candidates, who can only redeem them if they abide by spending limits. The program is funded through property taxes. In all, the city budgets $3 million a year for vouchers. But that doesn't include administrative costs.
So city employees, mailing, printing.
Robert Mahon is a former chair of the Seattle Ethics and Elections Commission. He opposed the initiative, in part because it costs taxpayers 50 cents in overhead for every dollar in vouchers.
And you weigh that against the benefits. And I think the benefits are probably very slight, if any.
Mahon says Seattle city races were already competitive. And he suspects people who aren't politically aware won't be pulled in. Seattle resident Patrick Bagona threw his vouchers away.
I don't need them.
Bagona's fed up with politics and says he doesn't vote. Other Seattle residents have already started using their vouchers for the August primary. They have until November to send them in. In Seattle, I'm Anna Boyko-Wyrock for Marketplace.